T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One day loss in history.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody's wearing makeup except for me.
You are very exotic looking.
You're a natural talent.
You're so much fun. You should be a ride in Disneyland.
Let's try it again with a little moxie this time, shall we?
Evidently, the stock market is exhausted. Because after losing 666 points on Friday, Monday said, hold my beer.
I don't know if I want to make light of the... I like how you're making a joke of this.
Hey, it's the way it works, man. You know, it's a roller coaster.
It is. It'll up and get down. Better. Up and down. Well, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. I'm Courtney. There's Kevin.
Hello.
There's Lance.
I'm not looking at my 401k today.
No. Nope. That's the silliest thing you could do.
Right.
I didn't look at it, like, all the time when it was good.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know how to get into it. No, I do. I do. So I know that I saw people online complaining that we did not get the nasty weather that was warned by the local forecasters. But so what? What did you miss, really? Did you miss some kids' practices to just to be safe? Who cares?
Right.
It's Monday night.
So what? Who cares?
You were probably tired anyway. You know, everybody complains, but had it been worse, then they complain that where was this? Why wasn't this predicted?
Yeah, and it could also lead to better things. Our office party got postponed, which means it could be on a better night for us to go.
That's true.
That's fingers are crossed.
What do you think, Lance?
About complaining about the...
Like all the cancellations that happened and then not much happened.
You know, it's the day after Super Bowl.
Why do you care?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in many ways, I think, you know, kind of having some things taken off your plate and taking it easy last night after the Super Bowl and how late it went and how, you know, people had to, you know, party after that. I don't. My only big beef is like, okay, where did that forecast come from? Because, I mean, it was like 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Hey, it's going to be icy today at 4. It's like, what? When did that happen?
Yeah, I bet you were kind of stressed about the afternoon commute.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just kind of surprised when I heard that forecast, because over the last few days, it looked like Tuesday, today, was going to be the problem day weather-wise. And then, you know, I heard that forecast. It's like, what? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, luckily, we didn't get... I mean, this morning, I still was careful on the road, and I think it was just all the treatment.
Oh, man, you should have seen the garage here at our building last night when I left. There was so much, that down ramp that goes to the street.
There
was so much salt on that. It looked like snow. It's like, what is that? Oh, that's salt.
Better safe than sorry.
Right. Wow.
All right. Well, we do have a lot of fun for you. Yesterday, it was a good show. I'm not going to say it wasn't, but we were all a little tired. Sometimes tired makes better. It didn't yesterday.
Yesterday was not up sometime.
But today we do have a lot of stuff planned. I saw some great stories to talk about today, but we will have Miss Connections with Lance Hildebrand around 7:25 this morning. We'll also talk to Lisa, who won tickets to see The Night Before in Minneapolis from us, and she also went to the Super Bowl.
That's so cool.
So we're going to hear about her fun weekend with her daughter. What a great memory for them. That's a little after 7 this morning. We're going to talk about The Bachelor, because it was a big one. If you didn't see it, what else did you have going on last night? I mean, it was what everybody was waiting for. Chris Harrison. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't do anything.
He got the final rose.
You know what? I never watched The Bachelor, but I never realized how little he is on the show.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets to go to Paris. That's where they went last night. And he seriously, they have a whole week in Paris, and he's on at the very beginning and the very end and has like 4 sentences.
Jealous.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, that's a sweet gig.
It is.
Plus, he gets to see lots of crazy.
And he's done it for a long time.
Yeah, nobody's going to, I mean, he would never give that up.
Mm-mm. And he'd be dumb to do that.
And people aren't stopping watching, so...
And people probably aren't stopping him a whole lot on the street either. Hey, you're Chris Harrison. What?
Yeah, he can still live a rather under-the-radar life.
I think so.
All right, so weather-wise, Lance, I don't know what you saw today, but my forecast says, you know, chance of light snow by this evening, cloudy and breezy, and then more, you know, chance tonight for light snow. It just says light snow, though. That doesn't say a lot.
Well, I think the last thing I saw was winter weather advisory from 6 tonight to 6 tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, let's cover it. Let's, you know.
Yep, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
A winter big swath. Okay, so right now it is 20, and here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
It is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. We have...
Y98, it's the morning show with you, Courtney, Kevin, Lance, and Jen at 6:12. My husband is going to make a run on McDonald's for the next few years, I feel like. I saw this story last night. Researchers in Japan have found a chemical that's used in McDonald's French fries that apparently cures baldness.
Science.
That doesn't mean eating McDonald's fries is going to.
But maybe a new product will come out.
Yeah, or maybe if you rub them on your head.
Yummy.
It's a chemical called DMPS. Dimethyl polysiloxane. It's a silicone they add to the fryer grease to keep it from frothing. Ugh.
I don't want to know how McDonald's fries are made. I just want to eat them.
Right. It's in lots of other fried food.
Okay.
And McDonald's isn't the only restaurant that uses it. But for some reason, they're being singled out like McDonald's. Well, because McDonald's fries are like the gold standard. Right. But they... Did you see the picture of the mice and the hair growth?
Oh, no.
So what they did was they put...
Poor mice.
I know.
You get them drunk. you give them fries.
The researchers used this chemical to mass produce this type of cell that then helped develop hair follicles. And they put those cells on the skin of mice. And these mice, they looked bald. And then they had these...
Like, really?
Did they look like Burt Reynolds, like circa 1975?
It was weird. They had these hair follicles and like three or four strands of hair were sprouting up in the same spot. So they had all these random spikes all over the place.
It was so bizarre.
Yes. So researchers think the chemical could be a huge step toward treating male pattern baldness.
At what point do you just say, I don't care anymore? Like, what's the age where you're bald and that's it, and who cares? Is there ever an age?
I don't know if there's a particular age. I think it probably has more to do with how long you're dealing with hair loss.
Yeah, like if
thinning.
It starts early. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, because I mean, I think I started to notice my hair was starting to thin probably about my late 20s. So after, you know, a while of grappling with that, you know, just you get...
What did you do to deal with the hair loss? Did you style your hair differently?
No, not really. It just started to get thinner on top. And then when it really started to get super obvious that it was thin, it was just like, you know what? Then I cut it short. And then after a while, when it really was starting to thin, it's just like, you know what? Just shave my head. And they were so cute when I did that. The place where I went, the stylist is like, well... What if you have a square head? It's like, well, only one way to find out. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. When I shaved my head, I didn't realize how people are so weird about the shape of their head.
Yeah.
Like when I shaved my head, my friend who's bald said, man, you don't realize how lucky you are. You have a great head to be bald.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly be under there that's so different?
I know. Not like it's square.
Last time I got my hair cut, I told that story to the lady who was cutting my hair, and she's like, oh, yeah, we see lumpy heads in here. That's what she said.
Yeah, lumpy heads.
That's what she said.
That's true.
I would think I would feel a lump, though.
Right. So if this thing comes out where you can grow, you know, fry hair.
Would you do it?
Would you go back and see if you could sprout some new follicles? Or do you just say, like, I'm done. This is my style.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Over it.
I mean, I had very fine hair to begin with. I mean, I might try it just to see what it's like, but I kind of...
This you could have brand new, thick, never before...
Mouse hair.
Yeah.
Mouse fry hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might try it, but I think I'm so used to the way it is now, I'm not sure I'd stick with it.
It would be weird for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you all of a sudden had hair...
I know someone who all of a sudden had hair, and they had, like, their 18-year-old hairline, mm-hmm. like... 2-3 inches above their forehead.
I almost tossed out a specific name, but in other words, what you're saying is, what if all of a sudden I had local TV anchor weird wig hair? Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
Well, no, I want to know.
I don't know who you're calling out.
I know. Is it a...
Not going to say. Not even going to give you a clue.
Let me mouth it.
Oh. Good thing it's dark in there. I can't see it.
Right. I think I know who it is. It's way dark.
It's interesting, but it's not just one person either.
Oh,
there's that, and then there's the, you know, this is my pet peeve about stuff like Just for Men. Dudes, it turns your hair a color that doesn't happen on humans. That's holly colored hair.
Yeah, I worked with a guy, a GM once, that had like a sherbet colored hair.
Right. Yeah, it's
purple highlights.
It's a color of hair you can see on a dog, but it shouldn't be on a human. Weird.
All right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
As I read once upon a time in a magazine article where they were throwing Harrison Ford under the bus for having an earring, you know what looks good on older men? Dignity. Run with it. Take it for what it's worth. Traffic sponsored by Indeed. Newtown.
Y98 with the morning show. It's Courtney, Jen, Kevin, and Lance. And a lot of people talking about, during the playoffs, all the crazy things that Eagles fans did to celebrate their victories. When the Rams won the Super Bowl, did anything happen? Like, or do more people congregate in a downtown Philly than they would a downtown St. Louis?
Right. I was going to ask, because I wasn't in St. Louis when they won.
I can't remember anything happening. Anything,
yeah, no really. Looting or destruction of property.
I mean, maybe there was a car lit on fire here or there.
The Rams hadn't been in St. Louis for decades and decades and decades with no Super Bowl win.
Yeah, like that guy... that they showed during the Super Bowl. It was 99. He's been an Eagles fan since what? See, he was like 14.
What a moment.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, well, I have the dumbest things that Eagles fans did after their team won. I'm going to save the very best one for last.
How many on the list?
Well, there's 10. I'm not doing all 10.
You know there's probably more, too.
Oh, I know.
They just had to whittle it down to 10.
And there's photos, too.
Oh, yeah.
Looted gas stations, because, you know, that's what you do.
Right.
Flipped cars. A Toyota Prius is one of them I have a picture of.
That's not a very big car.
No. Ion battery, take that!
Stood on an awning at the Ritz-Carlton that eventually collapsed.
Yikes.
Look at all those people on top of that awning. I think there was probably alcohol involved in all of these. Lit things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Broke lampposts. And remember, they tried to grease up the lampposts so people wouldn't climb
them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They still did. And they didn't grease them up this time because they said it didn't matter. They also broke traffic lights. Then they would just remove large poles from the ground and carry them around. Look at this guy holding a pole.
What?
Like he's a pole vaulter.
It's like a Philadelphia version of the caber toss at the Scottish Games.
Smashed the windows at Macy's. And then finally, hope you're not eating breakfast.
Oh, no.
One guy. Waiting for the music. Ate horse poop off the ground.
And that's to celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Imagine what he does when he's beating himself up.
That sounds like a dare or a
you
punishment.
You haven't lived until you had a poo sandwich.
Whoa.
Okay, Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Another artist quits the road, and a group that's coming to town has a very funny list of things that they can't have around them on tour. We'll run it down in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
We are so Schmig.
Okay, we'll have a little Bachelor news for you in just a minute, but a few things to wrap up. The Super Bowl, the city of Philadelphia will host their parade Thursday. Philadelphia schools, no surprise, will be closed to give students, quote, the chance to witness history. Hopefully no more poop sandwiches. All right. Super Bowl. down about 7% from last year in terms of viewers, but still the 10th most watched in history. The fourth quarter.
Biggest
most
ratings.
Viewers, right. Obviously, because it was still a very exciting game. And This Is Us. 27 million viewers for the post-Super Bowl time slot. The most watched Super Bowl program since 2012 when The Voice had 37.6 million viewers.
That was before they realized that nobody becomes famous.
Yeah, right. And Justin Timberlake's music up, no surprise. 214% on Spotify. And Janet Jackson, her stream's up 150%.
Really?
Wow.
How about sales of that shirt that Justin was wearing? How'd those do?
Lance.
Stella McCartney designed it.
Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. People keep saying that. I'm like, you keep saying that like it's supposed to forgive a fashion crime. It don't.
Nope. That was ugly.
Last night on The Bachelor, Crystal.
All right, well.
Part of the two-on-one date.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. And after this date, Ari picked one woman to go to the Eiffel Tower with him. The other person, though,
got their bags hauled off the ship that they were staying on, the boat.
Right then.
Wow.
Right then. You don't even get to wait until the rose ceremony,
no.
Okay? And Crystal was one of the two women. And here's what happened.
I'm Crystal. I'm very sorry. And I know that this wasn't easy for you to be here. It's always hard to say goodbye, but it's especially hard to say goodbye to you.
This is such I'm floored. I'm just floored. Honestly, I question, like, does Ari really want, like, a strong, confident woman? Or does he want someone a little more timid that, like, needs him? I put myself out there for Ari, and I put up with a lot of Like, I was weak, and I'm never weak.
Okay. She was follower.
Let me say this.
You know, six syllables right there.
I was really rooting for her to stay on because her crazy is the best. Mm-hmm. And it gives it some, there's some action.
Yeah.
But she went on the date with this girl that I loved.
Yeah.
And she's my favorite out of all of them. So I was wanting Crystal to leave last night because I don't want Kendall because she's smart.
Did he know going into it that the person who did not go to the Eiffel Tower would be immediately booted?
He knew. He picked two women and knew that he had to send one home.
Oh.
And she was very confident when she went into the date.
I don't know why everyone is so whiny on this.
I really put myself out there.
Paul Simon's Homeward Bound The Farewell Tour has been announced. It starts in Vancouver May 16th. We talked last week about how his final show is in London, Homeward Bound, okay, July 15th. No St. Louis date. Closest you're going to get is Chicago in June. Those tickets go on sale Saturday. Or Nashville, June 20th. Those tickets also Saturday at 10 a.m. But here's the thing. That Nashville show is the very, very final U.S. tour date.
Oh,
so
man.
I think that's the one you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him way back in the day, and man, hit.
Did Edie Brickell join him?
I would go to
see Edie Brickell.
I have a feeling his wife might join him on stage. He says the travel and the time away from Edie and the rest of his family takes a toll that distracts from the joy of playing. Also, his longtime guitarist recently died, so they think that's a factor too. Foo Fighters come into St. Louis. Thank goodness. It's a Saturday night. Tickets on sale now. And they, in their contract, had a list of banned items when they played in New Zealand. These cannot be anywhere near their dressing room, the stage, anything. Unflattering photos of Ryan Seacrest. Derogatory press clippings of Shania Twain. And also banned any pencil that isn't a number two pencil.
They are funny.
They still have fun.
I enjoy them.
And Quentin Tarantino speaking out about Uma Thurman. I think he's trying to make himself look a little better. He's saying that, you know, he was happy to finally hand over this video of her being in this car crash where she still suffers neck and knee pain. He told her she had to do it. She couldn't get a stunt double. And watching this video is
rough. I did not watch it.
He said he knew the New York Times piece was coming out, and so he and Uma worked together to get this out and try and find this footage. Listen, you're nobody's hero, especially after someone dug up an interview he did with Howard Stern back in 2003 when he defends Roman Polanski for sleeping with a 13-year-old girl in 1977. He talks about it. They come back to it later, and he says, I don't believe it's rape, not for these 13-year-old party girls.
Yeah.
He not good.
No.
Tonight on TV, Fred Armisen's Stand Up for Drummers special gets released on Netflix. First season finale of Ellen's Game of Games on NBC, and the series premiere of Bethany and Frederick on Bravo. Bethany Frankel and Frederick Eklund from Million Dollar Listing New York.
I love Frederick. He's my favorite. He always says, wee! And kicks his leg.
This is going to be a lot of kicking tonight. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40 and online at y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with another look at traffic.
Sponsored by Sherry's Berries and Pro.
Ed Sheeran on Y98 in just a few minutes. Well, actually, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Lisa, who won tickets to the Dave Matthews Show the night before in Minneapolis over the weekend. And when she got there, she found out she also had Super Bowl tickets.
Nice. Wow.
So we're going to find out about her weekend in Minneapolis at about 7:10. Also, next hour, Misconnections with Lance Hildebrand. This makes total sense to me. They just did a study in the U.K., my mom likes to use the words snickety snacks.
A lot?
Well, I'd say that too.
She did it a lot when we were on vacation together, you know.
Oh, it was one of the things that bugged you on vacation.
I heard it a lot.
Yeah.
But they just did a study where they had two groups of women, and they gave them the same amount of pasta. Now, one of the groups ate it while they were sitting at a table.
Yes.
So it was like more like a meal.
Yeah.
Okay. The other group was told they were eating, quote, a snack and had to eat it out of a plastic bowl while they were standing up. It was the same amount of food, but felt more like a snack to them because okay. It wasn't a traditional setting.
Who eats it faster?
No. Then later, the researchers put out sweets.
Yeah.
And let them eat as much as they wanted. And the snack eaters consumed twice as many sweets because in their head, they had just had a snack and not a meal.
Oh, so if you call a meal a snack, your brain thinks you're eating
less.
I can
eat way more.
Not just calling it a snack, though, but like the whole act of not sitting down at a table, not going through that like meal type ritual.
Makes
I
you
think.
Feel like you didn't have any, I hardly ate anything because I was standing up.
Right. Because I am a stand-up eater all the time.
That's what I've said about you.
I do. Well, my you know, I will fix something and I'll be standing up and eating it while I'm fixing the kids. Food too sometimes, especially on the weekends. I'm like eating on the run. I don't sit down.
Just don't call it a snack either.
Yeah,
or a snickety snack. I like that Lance uses that too. Is that from your mom, you think?
I don't know where it came from. I don't say snickety snacks. I say snicky snacks. So I've taken out a syllable or a few letters.
That's going to be in your head when he does Misconnections,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Snicky snacks.
All right. We'll get to traffic in just a minute. Cloudy today, a chance for some light snow, and a high today of 30. It's 18 now, and we'll see if there's anything popping up on the roads now with Lance Hildebrand.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely happening.
Y98, Halsey and Bad at Love. We're good at giving stuff away.
Yeah. While you were at home watching on your television the Super Bowl, Lisa from Ellisville was in Minneapolis. We're going to talk to Lisa about her experience because we were the ones to give her the trip. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay, so originally you won tickets to The Night Before, which was the concert featuring Dave Matthews Band up in Minneapolis. Yeah. And so have you ever been to Minneapolis before?
I have not.
I'm sorry we sent you there when it was like 3 below 0 because it's a lovely city.
I will never complain about the cold again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a really cool city. So how was the concert?
The concert was amazing. It was, the whole thing was amazing, but seeing Dave Matthews the night before was awesome.
And you got to meet Dave Matthews too, right?
We did.
Oh, wow.
So did you know any of these things? Because you won tickets, you won hotel, but did you know that you were going to get these extra things, or did you find that out when you got there?
We found out afterwards.
Oh, so after the concert.
Buy hats and gloves and everything else, because we weren't prepared for that.
Okay, well, tell us how it went down. So you get there, and you know you have tickets to Dave Matthews. How did you find out you had Super Bowl tickets?
So our flight got in probably around 11 o'clock, and so we went to that Mall of America and hung out because we couldn't get to our hotel until 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as I got to the hotel, I got a text message from Ryan at Entercom, who was great through the whole trip, by the way.
That's our company, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, and just said, can you call me real quick? I have a couple details for you. At your convenience, I think is what he said. And I called him right as soon as we got to our room. And he goes, did you guys make it to Minneapolis? Because I took my daughter, and I said yes. And he goes, okay, good. Well, I'm going to make your trip a little bit better. And then told us the rest of it. And I think we screamed for 15 minutes.
Well, I can imagine.
So you get to meet Dave Matthews. You get to go to this concert. And then on Sunday, you're in, no matter what, you were in a city with lots of excitement. But then you're at the game as well.
Well, and we had tickets to the Live at the Armory. So we had all the, like Kelly Clarkson, we had front row.
Whoa.
And our company's doing good things for not us.
I'm not kidding. I never enter contests. I seriously entered this contest because you said, why would you text touchdown for a Dave Matthews concert? And that's why I texted. I was like, that is kind of silly.
Like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
So easy to do, and you did it, and you won, and it was this, you and your daughter had all these memories.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter and I had, it was a trip of a lifetime. It really was. I can't even imagine what it would have been like to not share that with her.
Right.
It was so great. Was so great.
Anyone else, friends or family, that were totally jealous that they didn't get to go because they were thinking, like, I'm not a big Dave Matthews fan?
Okay, so my brother Mark is a huge Dave Matthews fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was upset about the concert. But my son, I have another son who's very close in age to my daughter. And I had to pick between the two of them.
Oh, no.
About it. Oh, yes. So my son Zach was so very, he handled it with grace because the concert, he said, you two are the concert goers. Go ahead. Have a great time. Ooh. And then we had to call him and tell him we were going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're going to have to. You're going to have to make it up to him.
Yeah.
I owe him big time because he really did. He's like, I hope you guys are having a great time. I love you both. He handled the whole thing so well.
Wow.
So.
Zach is kid of the year.
Yeah.
Because I would have a powder on the other end.
Oh, yeah. You got to do some extra stuff for Zach. Now, what was the highlight of the whole weekend?
As a musician, the highlight was obviously meeting Dave Matthews, but I can't tell you the experience of the Super Bowl. It was electric in there.
Yeah, what a great game.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was if you're gonna watch a game, that was probably the best game ever to see live.
Yes, and you got to see the Patriots lose on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, we were surrounded by Eagles fans, so we were singing "Fly Eagle, Fly" along with them. It was just incredible. Oh, it was incredible.
That's amazing.
So. Yes, thank you guys so much for everything that you guys do. I would not have entered without you guys. So.
Wow, you're welcome. We didn't even realize we were doing all that stuff. So, yeah.
It's your awesome personalities in the morning. So, yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. So glad it was a great weekend for you and your daughter.
Thank you guys so much again. I appreciate it.
All right.
What a trip.
I know. You'll never not text again when we give you like an easy code word, right?
I don't know. I think I spent all my luck.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying, everybody else, like, come on, how hard was it to text touchdown? Pretty easy. And all of that.
Man.
Jealous.
We need to take credit for stuff like that. We didn't even know we gave away Super Bowl tickets.
I know. Sweet.
We need to make a promo.
I know. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Shell, I would say probably.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.